Sam Bowles left Coopy Arm, went to Forest, yes.
And Bowlesy, well, he used to mess Claffey about, and Claffey obviously wouldn't stand for it.
That was part of his character, yeah.
For weeks, and then it was coming up, I think it was coming up to the European Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly one of the important European games Forest were in. And then his squad got depleted. I think it might have been John Robertson or someone like that had got injured, and he was looking for Bowlesy. Bowlesy had gone walkabout.
Yeah.
And Bowlesy had been walkabout for days, and it was on the back, the Sun was making a bit of a meal of it.
He used to do this, for anyone who's not up to speed with football. Yes, this footballer is one of the genuine, and I hate to use the word characters, in football history. A bit of a rogue. The first place you look is in betting shops. He's a notorious gambler and a free spirit. So he went walkabout and?
Well, it was all in the back pages of the Sun, especially. Mm-hmm. Where is Stan? Claffey's SOS for Stan. Come back, Stan. And I used to live in Hammersmith at the time, on the Bulls Hammersmith in Chiswick. And I come out to Stanfordbrook Station. Yeah. So I'd have a quick pint before I went home to the missus and kids.
Yeah.
Walked in the Raven Arms pub, which is right opposite Stanfordbrook Station. And there was Stan Bowles and Rashid Harcourt, who was a television fellow footballer, off his face.
Was he really?
Should have been in Nottingham, but no, he was back on his old standing ground.
Did you approach him and say, you realise, sir, you are Lobby Ludd and I claim £5?
I'm a QBR fan, so I always thought I knew Stan anyway, you know, as we all do. And I said, oh, Stan, I went out to get my job. I said, what are you doing here? He said, he's mucked me about, I'll muck him about.
When they talk about
European Cup Championship Cup final place at stake, and he couldn't be
asked. Well, you see, the thing is, when they talk about footballers being, diplomats for the game, and, children look up for them, I'm afraid you only want one story like that. He's mucked me about, I'm mucking him about, and I feel like pulling my boots on again. That's a wonderful story. Thank you very much indeed, Steve. So we crossed, but I knew we'd get footballers straight away. Just apropos nothing, Steve, I once ran into Frank Worthington, a much travelled footballer. You can't say Frank Worthington without saying Muxwell. I was in Leicester in a hotel once, all with the darts, I believe. And down in the bus, I'm just Frank Worthington over there, having a soothing half on his own. Now he's got his side onto us, and you can see, yes, that's Frank Worthington. And so we went over and said, Frank, how's it going? All right. And he turns, and on the side we couldn't see, he had, you know, those big badges. I mean, badges like only teenage girls wore following the Bay City Rollers, about the size of a plate. A small plate. It was a big, shiny Elvis badge. Now, he had ordinary clothes on, but had this enormous Elvis badge. And I said, hello, Frank, how are you? And he went, oh, hi, lads, with dogs. And we had to not look at his giant Elvis badge. Now, that's all there is to that, but Frank wasn't standing there. And well, eventually somebody did say, like Elvis then, oh, yeah, the king, yeah, the best. So you're wearing a great big badge of his there.